There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Ukraine. As the global Jewish community celebrates Passover, the congregation in Sumy began the holiday amid sirens and missile threats. On the first day, two explosions near their synagogue resulted in 34 fatalities, including children and numerous injuries. Despite the trauma, local families have remained resilient. Rabbi Yechiel Shlomo Levitansky noted that those living near the blasts were unharmed and communal prayers continued. Although attendance for the second Seder was reduced due to safety concerns, volunteers ensured that families had supplies to celebrate at home. Meanwhile, under President Mohamed Mouizou, the Maldives has enacted a ban on Israeli passport holders amid the Gaza conflict after initially considering the implications for Palestinians with such passports. The Moldavian parliament has ratified the legislation, which now restricts Israeli entry to the nation's popular tourist spots. Mouizou has highlighted this move as a show of support for the Palestinian cause, making the Maldives one of the few countries to impose such measures, resulting in a sharp decline in Israeli visitors. In the past 18 months, Jewish communities in Canada have faced a significant rise in anti-Semitism, leading to heightened discussions and decision-making leading up to the forthcoming April 28th federal elections. This election marks the first voting opportunity since the onset of the Gaza War on October 7th, 2023. Debates about Israel have since intensified, influenced by government funding decisions and foreign policy shifts. Richard Robertson from B'nai B'rith Canada highlights that many Jewish voters are prioritizing anti-Semitism awareness as they reassess their political choices. Research is showing that many Americans, including members of the Jewish community, have contemplated relocating to Canada during the Trump era, especially now amid his re-election and stricter immigration policies. Some individuals compare their unease to sentiments in pre-war Europe. Canadian immigration lawyer Heather Siegel mentions that while Jews are not explicitly targeted, a cultural shift is instilling fear. Since 2016, interest in relocating to Canada has increased by 50%. Organizations like the Winnipeg Jewish Federation and the JIAS is providing support for Jewish newcomers. A recent Passover Seder hosted by Rabbi Dr. Yehonatan Elazar de Mota in Santiago in the Dominican Republic celebrated the enduring legacy of Sephardi Portuguese contributions in the Caribbean. His research also continues to underscore the historical significance of these communities, formed after the expulsions from Spain and Portugal in the late 15th century, which later and still play crucial roles in local economies and trade. Elazar de Mota stresses the importance of not only remembering the past, but also fostering leadership and sustainable economic opportunities for such future generations. And finally, Noa Argamani, a rescued hostage abducted by Hamas, has been recognized in Time magazine's annual list of the 100 most influential people for 2025 and acknowledged by former U.S. Second Gentleman Douglas Emhoff, husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris. Emhoff highlighted the profound impact of a video showing Argamani's joyful dance at a music festival before her abduction on October 7, 2023. After enduring 245 days of captivity, she emerged to advocate for fellow hostages, including her partner Avinatan Or. Argamani expressed gratitude for the recognition and reiterated her commitment to securing their release, affirming, "We won't stop until they are." For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.